So, but he's appearing every year.
Very good.
And so we celebrate. And with this celebration, we also celebrate our own practice of devotional service. Especially, I appreciate every time I come here to Nava Yoga Pitta, that so much service is going on. So many devotees doing so much Krishna Seva. It's nice. Yeah. And therefore we see happy faces. Sometimes there is sadness though. We also hear of the departure of devotees. And that's always a sad thing. At the same time, we know that they're all somehow in the shelter of the Lord. So we all know that life does not end with this life. We're all in transit. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming and going. He is in transit. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes because he chooses to come, because he has a special purpose, and that special purpose is to awaken all of us to the reality of who we are and what is our purpose of life, namely to prepare ourselves to reconnect ourselves, yoga, with the supreme, transcendentally wonderful personality of Godhead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, being that very Lord, coming as his devotee, coming to show us, in a sense, taking us by the hand and showing, this is how you practice bhakti, Krishna bhakti. So this is a special, very special day for us, and for many Vaishnavas, this day marks the beginning of the new year. Actually, we have lots of new year celebrations. There's Diwali, right? And then there's the Western New Year, so there's no lack of new year celebrations. And of course, the day is also holy, the day of colors. And, well, let's see, maybe one day we'll see how that manifests here in Ljubljana. As you probably know, this festival is being celebrated in, especially in Shridham Mayapur, the appearance place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with not tens, not hundreds, not thousands, but hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of people thronging to the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. I was just there a few days ago. Already the crowds were quite amazing. Mangal Arati was an experience in our temples of total crowding. Talk about crowdsourcing. Well, very special. But I'm happy to be here with, as we have there, Shishi Pancha Tattva. So we have here Shishi Pancha Tattva ki. Haribo. Alright, the time is flying by, and well, I suppose we should keep to our schedule. And so I'll try to keep short. But I had in mind to speak about especially one particular pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not so much his appearance. We saw the young folk showing some of little Nimai's pastimes, wonderful pastimes. I want to move to a later time, to when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was reaching the age of a young man. He was 24 years old. And it was at this time that he decided it is time to make an end to social life. I especially am inspired by this past time for personal reasons. And so I wanted to share Vrindavanas Thakur's account, or part of it. Let's see how we go. But first, a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11. Some of you have heard. Tyaktva sudustya jasarepsitara jalakshmin dharmishta arya vachasa yadagadaranyam maya megam dayita epsitaman vadavat vande mahapurushate charanaravindam. I offer obeisance unto the lotus feet of the great person, the great Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who, having given up tyaktva Raja Lakshmim, having given up all the wonders, the opulence, and also the charm of household life, we can say, having been cursed by a brahmana, Aryavachasa, as part of his pastime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu allows himself to be cursed. This gives him opportunity to do what he really wants to do, and that is to chase after maya mrigam daita ipsitam anvadavat, in order to run after those who have been who are running in the forest of illusion, maya mrigam, to chase after us and catch us, to capture our hearts, to inspire us to take shelter of the Lord, in particular through the chanting of the Lord's holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before he was called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what was his name? Nimai. Yes, he was Nimai, and what else? Vishwambar. Yes, he was also known as Nimai Pandit, but as Vishwambar, the name he was given by his maternal grandfather, I believe it was. One day was taking prasad at the home of Shuklambar Brahmachari. Now, the home of Shuklambar Brahmachari would not have been a very opulent home, because Shuklambar Brahmachari was a Brahmachari, and what do Brahmacharis do? They beg. That's their profession. Profession of begging does not generally bring big riches. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as we'll call him, Vishwambar, wanted to take prasadam with Shuklambar Brahmachari because he wanted to relish the nectar of prasadam from his devotee. And he was there with a few other devotees, and after prasadam they relaxed and they took a nap. It is bona fide to take a nap after prasadam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself did it. And he was reclining, and he was next to one devotee who was known as Ankariya Vijay. Vijay Das. Vijay was an Ankariya. He was a scribe. And he was, Lord Chaitanya was lying down, and he kind of, as he was lying, he kind of lifted his hand and sort of put it on the chest of Ankariya Vijay, and Vijay looked, and he saw there's this arm, and there's a hand, and there's an arm, and on the arm there are incredible ornaments that have embossed jewels as rings that are incredibly opulent. And he looks, and his eyes are he is shocked and amazed. And why is this? Because he sees that actually this is Lord Narayana, the Supreme Lord himself. So he wakes up and he wants to yell. And Lord Chaitanya says, shh, don't say anything. Don't tell anybody what you see. But he can't hold himself back. He starts yelling. Everybody wakes up. What's going on? What's going on? And they all immediately understand this Vijay has had a vision. And they understand that he has understood who is Vishvambar. The others also, they have some idea who is Vishvambar already. He has revealed himself in different ways. But Mahaprabhu touches Vijay to calm him down. He calms down a little bit. He becomes silent. Actually, he becomes silent. He becomes as if stunned for the next 7 days, and he's just sort of wandering around Nadia, sort of in a daze, kind of. I have seen the Lord. So such things were happening with Vishvambar as he would visit different devotees, Shuklambar, but also he visited other devotees. And each place that he went, he couldn't help himself, he couldn't hold himself back from the different bhavas, the different ecstasies he felt. Sometimes he felt like Kurma avatar, and so he would appear like Kurma, and sometimes like Matsya, like a fish, and sometimes like Nrsingadev. He would get like Nrsingadev, and everyone would go, ah! And like this, he was showing all, he was manifesting the bhavas of all the different avatars. And this was going on in these different devotees' homes. And one time, he showed the mood of Balaram. And unlike the other avatars, which he would reveal for a short time, with Balaram, it was different. With Balaram, he would really get into it. So much so, in fact, one time, for several days, he was in the mood of Balaram. And in the mood of Balaram, he would say, Mada Ano! Mada Ano! And what does that mean? Mada? Mada means wine. Bring wine. I thought we have a regulation against drinking alcohol. Well, Nityananda Prabhu understood immediately what to do. He went to the Ganga with a pot of, and he filled it up with Ganga water, and he brought it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu was pleased. Why? Because for him, the water of the Ganga, that is amrita, it is nectar, it is intoxicating. So he drank that, and in this way he was satisfied. And sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would dance. And when he would dance, as I always say, it would have been so wonderful if somebody had thought to bring a video camera when he was dancing. But alas, we don't have that. So we have to imagine how wonderful his dancing was. It's said that his dancing was quite wild. And that the entire earth would sort of tilt, you know. So we've heard of earthquakes. Do you ever have earthquakes here?
You just had one.
Well, right? So imagine Lord Chaitanya is dancing and the whole earth is going. So this makes everyone rather frightened. Also, Lord Chaitanya at this time would compose songs and poems. On the spot, he would compose some poem and he would recite. Yeah. And one time he was in the mode, in the mood of not Krishna, not Balaram, not these other avatars, but of Pradyumna, the son of Krishna. And so he would refer to Nityananda as his uncle, Balaram. Those little details are there, Vrindavan Das tells us. Well, all of this is leading up to the crux of the issue. The trouble starts here. Because one day Lord Chaitanya is not in the mood of the different avatars, he's not in the mood of Pradyumna, he's in the mood of the gopis. And what is he doing in the mood of the gopis? He's calling out, Gopi! 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 Vrindavan! Gopi! Vrindavan! And while he's saying this kind of nonsense, Vrindavan, Gopi, what is all of this all about? One of his students shows up at his house. Who knows why? It wasn't time for lessons, but he shows up and he sees his teacher saying, Gopi, 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 Vrindavan, Gopi, this is not good. And so he starts to criticize the Lord. And he says, you should not chant Gopi, Gopi, you should chant the name of Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, chant the name of Krishna, that rascal? And he goes on, and Lord Chaitanya begins to go on and on about how Krishna is such a big rascal. So he's not going to chant his name. Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. And he grabs his, because this boy is criticizing him, he grabs a stick and he starts running after this student of his. And the student runs away and he runs to the other students and he tells the other students what happened, and the students, they all say, this Vishwambar, what's got into him? He's gone off his rocker. He's gone off the deep end. We have to do something about him. And so Mahaprabhu understood at this time it's time for a life change. And so one day he was sitting with some friends and he told them a riddle, and the riddle went like this: Korila pippalikanda kappanivarite Ulatia arogappa badila dehete. I made the medicine pippalikanda, some Ayurvedic medicine, to clear excess mucus. I think I could use some of this right now, actually. But instead of clearing the mucus in the body, it has created more. I made some medicine to get rid of something. Instead, opposite result is there. Devotees are looking at Vishwambar. Huh? What is he talking about? Nityananda Prabhu knew what he was talking about. He knew that what he's saying is that very soon he's going to take the order of renunciation of sannyas. So Nityananda was laughing. He understood what he was saying. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to him, to Nityananda Prabhu, and confirmed Nityananda's fear. He explained to him that this is his intention, and he asked Nityananda Prabhu for permission. And Nityananda Prabhu said, well, you're the supreme personality of God, in the supreme independent Lord, so you can do whatever you want. But I suggest you go and discuss this with the others. Talk with your servants, see what they say. So indeed, Lord Chaitanya went to different devotees. He went to Mukunda, and he told him what he wants to do, and Mukunda was shocked. He spoke to Gadadhar. Gadadhar felt like a thunderbolt had hit his head. But what could they say? If the Lord desires to do this, He is the supreme independent Lord. They said, whatever He desires, He can do. So the news started spreading, and the devotees immediately were feeling great distress at this news. Where will He go? Will He not return to us? And thinking like this, they forgot about eating, they forgot about drinking. They just couldn't think of anything except Lord Chaitanya leaving them. Their life and soul was now going to leave them. So Lord Chaitanya reassured them. He said, don't worry. First, let's understand one thing. You are my constant companions. We are always together. We are appearing from time to time, birth after birth. So don't think that we're only together for this one birth. And he gave another reassurance, very interesting. He said, we have appeared together so many times before, and now I'm going to appear again in two additional forms. And what are those two additional forms? One is the form of kirtana. Sri Harinam Sankirtana Ki. And the other form he refers to as Ananda. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur explains that this is referring to the deity form of the Lord. Shri Shri Pancha Tattva Ki. So the Lord is appearing as Harinam Sankirtan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he is appearing as Pancha Tattva. Well, what am I going to do? There's only 5 minutes left, and Mahaprabhu has quite a bit yet to do before he takes sannyas. I'll have to speak quicker. Are we on schedule with the offering and so on? Huh? Extend a little bit? Okay, we'll try to keep it short. Well, now, sooner or later, as you might expect, the news reached Mother Sachi. Oh, this is going to be a problem. When she heard this news, Vrindavanas Thakur says, she became practically lifeless. And she said, Na jaiya, na jaiya, bapa, mayara chadiya, papa jio ache tora, shimukha chahiya. My dear son, do not leave. Do not leave your mother. This sinful person is surviving only by looking at your face. But she was also challenging Vishvambhara. You say you're going to take sannyas in order to teach religious principles. What is this? You are teaching a religious principle that one should leave one's home? What about taking care of one's family, taking care of one's mother who's all alone? How are you going to teach religious principles if you are doing like this? Huh? Vishvambhara had no answer for this one. He was kind of almost defeated by his mother. He really didn't know what to say to this. He was just silent. And all he could say was, Mother, you've been my mother for so many lifetimes, so many births. So this is ongoing process. So I'm not actually leaving you. And he said something very interesting. He said, there will be two more incarnations, and you can be my mother for these incarnations. Again, because he's speaking of Kirtan and the deity. So he said, I want you to be, or you will be, my mother, the mother of Kirtan. In what form? As the tongue of the devotees. And you will also be the mother of the deity form of the Lord. How? As the earth, as Mother Earth. Well, you may imagine Mother Sachi wasn't entirely satisfied with these arguments, but what could she say? He had indeed made this resolve. On the day that Mahaprabhu, Vishwambar, was going to take sannyas, he spoke to Nityananda Prabhu privately, and he said, please tell five persons that I am now taking sannyas. Tell my mother. Tell Gadadhar. Tell Brahmananda Bharati. We don't hear much about Brahmananda Bharati. Tell Chandrasekhara Acharya. And tell Mukunda. These five you can tell. Don't tell anyone else. I'm taking leave of home on Makara Sankranti to take sannyas. Makara Sankranti is the day the sun shifts its course from going going south to going north in January. So then Lord Chaitanya had kirtan with the devotees, and he also had lunch, and they all had a good time. The devotees didn't know what was happening, so they were all simply enjoying the association of Lord Chaitanya. But then after lunch, after some rest, Mahaprabhu went to the Ganga. And there, by himself, he simply sat and contemplated in a mysterious way. And after some time, he returned home. And then others who had come to see Lord Chaitanya surrounded him. In fact, many people came. They offered garlands and chandana. And at that time, Lord Chaitanya instructed all these people. So this was his final instruction prior to taking sannyas. What did he say? He said, Krishna Gaugiya, sing the name of Krishna. Balo Krishna Bajo Krishna Gao Krishna Nam Krishna Vinu Kehakichu Na Baviha An. Glorify Krishna, worship Krishna, and chant the name of Krishna. Do not think of anything other than Krishna. And he goes on to say something interesting. If you have any affection for me, then don't speak about any topics other than Krishna. Whether you are sleeping, whether you're eating, whether you're awake, day and night, think of Krishna and chant his name. So that's quite a strong instruction, huh? Only hear and chant about Krishna. That's what we should be doing. No more prajalpa. Oh no. What will we do? Mahaprabhu says, if you have affection for me, you will follow this instruction. Then he cast his merciful glance on all of the devotees, and his shubha drishti, his auspicious glance and gave them this instruction, and then he said, "Jao gare," go home. So they all left, they went home, and they all chanted, "Hari bol, hari bol, hari bol, hari bol." And then it's evening time, and this is, you know, the next day Lord Chaitanya is going to leave. Then the devotee Sridhar came. I don't know if this was Kolavecha Sridhar, maybe. He came with like a pumpkin, a gourd. It's called a bottle gourd, sort of shaped like this. And he offered it to Lord Chaitanya. And someone else showed up with some container with milk. And Lord Chaitanya thought, what am I going to do with this? I'm taking sannyas. I can't take these things with me. All right, mother, can you please cook for me? Yes. So immediately she cooked up this preparation of this pumpkin in milk. And this was the last meal that Vishvambhar had at home with his mother before leaving to take sannyas. Sachimata knew that the time had come and she could not sleep. She remained awake all night, simply weeping. Mahaprabhu awoke during the Brahma Muhurta, and he could understand that the time had come by observing the passage of air through his nose. There's no explanation of this, but apparently in Ayurveda you can tell, this passage is clear, this passage is not clear. Okay, it's time to go. Yes. Gadadhar and Haridas were present also, and they got up and they said, "We're coming with you." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "No, you're not." He said, "I am the supreme independent Lord, and you are not coming with me." But there was a problem. Mother Sachi was sitting in the doorway, blocking the way. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took her hands and solaced her. "You have maintained me very nicely. Because of you, I have studied and learned. Without caring a bit for your personal happiness, you have increased my pleasure throughout my life. The amount of affection you have shown me at every moment is more than I can repay in millions of kalpas. Only by your mercy will I be relieved of my debt. Yet I will remain indebted to you life after life. Please listen, dear mother. This entire creation is under the control of the Supreme Lord. No one has the power to be independent. Who can understand the Supreme Lord's will by which living entities sometimes meet and sometimes separate? Whether I leave you now or after 10 days, you should not lament. I take full responsibility for both your worldly and spiritual needs. Tomar shokala bhara amara amara. I take all responsibility for you." So Mother Sachi was listening to this quietly. She didn't say anything. All she could do was continue to shed tears. Vrindavan Das says that Mother Sachi became quiet like the earth. She became quiet and grave like Mother Earth. And he says, who can understand the inconceivable pastimes of Krishna? The Lord then took the dust of his mother's feet on his head, and after circumambulating her, he immediately departed. Chalilen Vaikuntha Nayaka Griha Hoite Sannas Koriya Sarvajiva Udharite. The Lord, who is the hero of Vaikuntha, thus left home to take sannyas for the deliverance of the fallen souls. So, Mahaprabhu has left home. Do we still want to hear how he takes sannyas?
Yes.
No?
Yes.
You're all getting hungry, I think. The devotees that morning, the other devotees of Namadvip, they saw Mother Sachi sitting in the doorway. And what was she doing? She was like a stone. She was inert. Tears were flowing incessantly from her eyes. And she simply said, you Vaishnavas, you have the right to share the items of the Lord. Please take them and let me go away from here. Ooh, these were heavy words. And they could all understand what had happened. Indeed, the Lord, they had heard he was talking about going. Now he'd actually gone. And now Mother Sachi says, take what you want. The things that he has left, I just want to go. So, of course, what do the devotees do? They all faint. Shishipanchatatvaki jai. What else do they do? They beat their breasts. What else do they do? They weep. They lament. They say, what is the use of our lives? What is the use of our wealth? What is the use of our families without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu present? They didn't say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They said Vishwambar. So they were all crying, Mukunda, Murari, Sridhar, Gadadhar, Gangadas, the teacher of Mahaprabhu, Shivas and his family, these very senior Shivas, Chandrasekhar, Haridas, all they could do was cry. The news spread all over Navadvip. Vishwambar Nimai Pandit has left. And so the whole of Navadvip was shocked. Some of them said, let us burn our houses and just go from here. What's the use of living in Navadvip if Vishwambar is no longer here? Torch the house, let's go. We will become mendicant yogis ourselves. We will put an ivory earring in one ear lobe, and in this way we will become mendicant, and we will go begging. Mahaprabhu is gone begging, we will also go begging. So this was their mood. Meanwhile, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, or he arrived, in the town Kantakanagara. Kantakanagara is now known as Katwa. Katwa, where is, anyone here has been to Katwa? Katwa is southwest of Navadvip, some hours drive. It's probably, if there was a good road, it would probably be a half hour ride, but it's some hours, you know. He sees Keshava Bharati there. Oh, the other devotees who he had informed, Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar, Mukunda, Chandrasekhar, and Brahmananda Bharati, they all arrive independently, they show up. And Mahaprabhu sees Keshava Bharati, who stands up to receive him. And the Lord falls flat before Keshava Bharati and he makes dandavat pranams and he says, Anugraha tumi more kora mahashoy, patita pavana tumi mahakripa moy. Lord Krishna always sits in your heart. Therefore, you are qualified to give me Krishna. Krishna is my life and soul. I have no desire other than the service of Krishna. Please instruct me accordingly. Krishna dasya binu moranahe kichu ano hena upadesha tumi more dehadana. Well, that's his request to Keshava Bharati, and then immediately after that, says Vrindavan Das, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts dancing. And he dances, and he dances, and the other devotees join in, and millions, he says millions, of people appear from who knows where. And Lord Chaitanya danced in a circle, and tears were flowing from his eyes, and everyone around him were getting drenched with those tears. In this way, they were all getting soaked with love of God. Wouldn't it be nice to get wet from the tears of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? No? Yes. So, and of course everyone joined in the chanting with the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Lord, from moment to moment, he was shivering, he was trembling, he was perspiring, sometimes he was falling unconscious, the devotees would become frightened, no, don't fall like that, you're going to hurt yourself. Then he would take a straw between his teeth and he would beg everyone for service to Krishna. Please give me service to Krishna. Please give me service to Krishna. Straw between the teeth, this is a gesture of humility. It's like being a cow. Cows have straw in their teeth, you know. So it's a very humble thing to do. If you would ever, you know. Anyway. Keshava Bharati, he saw all of this and he understood. It was very clear to him, we're dealing here with the Supreme Lord. He's coming to me, he's asking for me to be his guru, sannyas guru, but he is himself the Lord. How is this supposed to work? All right, he said, I can understand he's coming because he's teaching the world. He's teaching the world, teaching people that you have to accept a guru. And so he accepts this position. Mahaprabhu says, please do not deceive me. Give me initiation so that I may become a servant of Lord Krishna. And then the next morning, Mahaprabhu appoints Chandrasekhar Acharya as the Vedic priest in order to do the rituals for sannyas. And again, from who knows where, people show up with all the ingredients. Suddenly everything, all the paraphernalia is there, is present. Well, now comes a crucial moment. Vishwambar sits down to have his head shaved. Now this seems to be a major problem for the devotees. When they first hear that he's going to take sannyas, the first thought that they have is, oh no, and he's going to shave off that beautiful hair. That's Sika. How is it possible? No. Shambhav hobe na! It is not possible! Cannot have this happen. To cut off his sika! Now you may You may ask the Vaishnav sannyasis today, they do not cut off Sika. They do not cut off Brahman thread. That is explained by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, that this is our tradition, that we actually keep the Sika to identify ourselves as a Vaishnava. That's for another discussion, another lecture. So the time had come for Sri Sikara Antardan, for the cutting of the Sika. The Napit, the barber, arrives. But what does he encounter? A tumultuous weeping sound. Everyone, oh no, he's going to cut off his Sika. And the Napit is sitting there with his tools, thinking, I don't think I can do this. I could be in big trouble for this. And what does he start doing? He starts to cry, no, I can't do this, I can't, no, I can't do this. Everyone starts weeping. Even Nityananda Prabhu is weeping. No, he's going to cut off his beautiful hair. No, beautiful hair. Shika, beautiful curly hair. One woman says, who has invented this system of sannyas? And all the ladies sighed deeply. And the demigods also cried. The whole universe was filled with crying. It took the barber all day to shave Vishwambar's head. Because at every moment, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would interrupt and jump up and tell everyone, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, chant Hare Bol. And the barber would, you know, okay, and then he would sit down and he would start again. And then again, Lord Chaitanya would jump up. So it took him all day to get this task done, which normally takes about 5 minutes. Then Lord Chaitanya took bath in the Ganga, and then he came back and he sat for the sannyas ceremony, and he said to Keshava Bharati, in a dream, one Mahajana, one great person, has come to me, and he spoke some mantra to me, a sannyas mantra. Please examine whether this mantra is appropriate. And then he whispered a mantra to Keshava Bharati. And Keshava Bharati said, this is the best of all mantras. And by the mercy of Lord Krishna, what is unknown to you? Then what does Keshava Bharati do? He takes that same mantra and he whispers it into the ear of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu initiates Keshava Bharati, who then initiates Lord Chaitanya. This is a very nice transcendental system. Recycling of mantra. Vrindavanas Thakur says, the auspicious sound of the holy names was heard in the four directions as the jewel of Vaikuntha accepted the order of sannyas. When the Lord put on the enchanting saffron dress, he appeared as beautiful as millions of cupids, decorated with chandan and garlands, holding danda and kamandalu. And he becomes the demonstration, the realization of the mantra in the Mahabharata, the Vishnu Sahasranam, Sannyasakrit Shama Shanta Nishta Shanti Parayana. Finally, Krishna Keshava Bharati has to give a name, and he thinks, although the disciple of a Bharati should be named Bharati, that name is not appropriate for him. As that fortunate topmost sannyasi was thinking like this, Shuddha Sarasvati, the transcendental goddess of learning, appeared on his tongue, on Keshava Bharati's tongue. Selecting the suitable name, the pure-hearted Keshava Bharati placed his hand on the chest of the Lord and spoke, "You have induced the people of the world to chant the name of Krishna, and by inaugurating the movement of Sankirtana, you have awakened people's consciousness." The word for consciousness is Chaitanya. "Therefore, your name will be Sri Krishna Chaitanya." Because of you, everyone will become fortunate. And at this, everyone was simply floating in an ocean of ananda. And there was a tumultuous sound of Hari, Hari. Nittai Gaura Premanande Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Avirbhav Mahotsava Ki Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Avirbhav Mahotsava Ki Sri Gaur Purnima Mahotsava Ki Sri Sri Pancha Tattva Ki Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sanyasa Ki Gaur Premanande Hare Krishna. One last point. Vrindavanas Thakur tells us that by hearing this pastime of the Lord's acceptance of sannyas, one will achieve the wealth of Krishna Prema. Haribo. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.